counterparts of candidate Dusty Starbursts at Z greater than 6 inches, by Haojing Yan et al. We present an analysis of the optical to near IR counterparts of a sample of candidate Dusty Starbursts at Z greater than 6. These objects were pre-selected based on the rising trend of their far-infrared to sub-millimeter spectral energy distributions and the fact that they are radio weak. Their precise positions are available through millimeter and or radio interferometry, which enable us to search for their counterparts in the deep optical to near IR images. The sample include 5 Z greater than 6 candidates. 3 of them have their counterparts identified, 1 is still invisible in the deepest images, and 1 is a known galaxy at Z equals 5.667 that is completely blocked by a foreground galaxy. The 3 with counterparts identified are analyzed using population synthesis model, and they have photometric redshift solutions ranging from 7.5 to 9.0. Assuming that they are indeed at these redshifts and that they are not gravitationally lensed, their total IR luminosities are 10 to the power of 13.8 to 14.1 sun and the inferred star formation rates are 6.313 by 10 cubed m sun per year. The existence of dusty starbursts at such redshifts would imply that the universe must be forming stars intensely very early in time in at least some galaxies, otherwise there would not be enough dust to produce the descendants observed at these redshifts. The inferred host galaxy stellar masses of these three objects, which are at greater than 10 to the power of 11 m sun, if not affected by gravitational lensing, present a difficulty in explanation unless we are willing to accept that their progenitors either kept forming stars at a rate of greater than 10 to the power of 3 m sun per year or were formed through intense instantaneous bursts. Spectroscopic confirmation of such objects will be imperative. This was Counterparts of Candidate Dusty Starbursts at Z greater than 6 inches, by Haojing Yan et al.